It's easy on me today. The Mishnah says, HaMechalel Es HaShabbos gets skila. Someone who's Mechal Shabbos gets skila. So we're saying, B'dova Shechayoven Al Zadayna Karis, Al Shechigas HaChatas. What type of Chil Shabbos? The type of Chil Shabbos that if there wouldn't be Hasra, or if there wouldn't be Edim, you would get, B'mezid you would get Karis, and B'shegig you would get a Chatas. So what does that mean? Zok the Gemara, Mechlal, the Ikar Midi Dechil Shabbos Havei, V'ein Chayoven, there's something that you are be mechal Shabbos, and you're not chayiv on b'shegi gechatas, and b'mezit kars. Mahi. It means the Mishnah is coming to exclude something. The Mishnah is telling you that the only time you mechal Shabbos that you get skila is if you won't have edim and asra, you would get kars, b'mezit, and b'shegi gechatas. Where is that case? So the more tchumen v'alibed Rebbe Akiva. There's a machlokes in Shas if tchumen is the rais or the rabbanon. Rebbe Akiva holds the rais, and still you don't get skila, you don't get karis, amazed and chatas. Why? Because dafka davar sheyesh by ma'isa is where you chayev on Shabbos, chil Shabbos, and not a davar sheyesh by ma'isa.
What if it's not a ma'isa? He goes over the tchum. He walks over the tchum. That's a ma'isa.
It's a double shame and ma'aseh because it's not really.
He didn't do all, the tchum wasn't. He didn't do anything.
Meaning step number one to step number two is not a ma'aseh.
Right.
There's no difference between the born before and whatever.
Exactly. Well, it's machlekes.
It's a shvach chazak because if you eat a shear on Yom Kippur, if you eat less than a shear, more than a shear, there's no more difference of a ma'aseh the next year you're eating more than before.
There's a difference. Over there, you can eat the whole thing at once.
I don't know if that's possible. You could eat a whole loaf of bread at once.
Not
meaning that you can't eat what you're not allowed to.
Yeah. Yeah, here's not possible. Yeah. Zakti Gemara Vaita. Either it could be that case, or Havara Valiba Dabiyasi, which we know is so many times that the Shaila is Havara Lalav Yatzis or the Chalik Yatzis, which means that Havara says separate from the 39 Melachas. Why does it say separate? Either it's coming to teach you that any Melacha that you do on Shabbos Yechayit, or it's coming to teach you Yechayiv Skila, or it's coming to teach you that Dafka Havara Yechayiv on a Lav is a Lav and not all other 38 you get Skila. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about, that Dafka Mechalas Shabbos you get Skila, a type of Chil Shabbos which Dava Shechayav and Azayin HaKaras Oshigah Sechatas. Dr. Mishnah Vaita, Mechal Avima, you curse your parents, Ein Yechayiv Atchikalam B'Shem, you're not Chayiv till you use Hashem's name. You curse them with Hashem's name. Kill them b'kinoi. If you do with a kinoi, as she says, "Gan shaka, it's vaka, it's chanun, rachum." Amei mechayev chamam paitchem. Amei holds that you don't need Hashem's name. Chamam holds you do need Hashem's name. Zakim aman chachamim. Who's the chacham that holds you need dafka Hashem's name? Rabbi Nachman ben Yosi, the Tanya Rabbi Nachman ben Yosi, "Amei benikva yishem yumas." It says by when you mekal as Hashem, ends of the pasuk. The Nakva Shem Yumas. As the pasuk starts, V'Nakiv Shem Hashem, Mois Yamas. If you curse Hashem, you get killed. And then the pasuk ends off, V'Nakva Shem Yumas. So why do we need this extra word Shem? Matam Alem Hashem. Lime Dam Mekal Ave V'Imai, the main Indian, if you don't need it for cursing Hashem, so it's coming to teach you for Mekal Ave V'Imai, Shem Nechai V'Chikal Am Hashem, that so too, that when you Mekal Ave V'Imai, you only Chayiv if you use Hashem's name for the curse, and if you use a Kinoi, you're not Chayiv. Tana Abana. The pasuk says, by cursing your parents, it says ish. It says matam leim ish ish. It says ki ish ish ashi yikalas avasima. What's man man? If a man man is mekabel's father or mother, he gets misa. What's that? What's that? Zok the Gemara. The rabbis bas tumtum v'andreganis ashi yikal. The rabbis bas tumtum v'andreganis. Even though they're not a man, anishta zach anishta nekeva, so still. They will get Misa if they curse the parents. Skila. Oh, Bas doesn't mean a daughter. A person, which is a.
The Makal was a Tuntumadrag?
Yes. Yeah. A Tuntumadrag is not possible to have children.
Right. Unless they do surgery.
There was a man that has never had a Tuntumadrag in his child.
They could do surgery.
I don't know the mice if it does or it just looks like it.
Could be, is Bas mean Dafka because Rash Shishkala, Bas Shishkala, Oitram Tum Shishkala?
Right, that means Bas is called Fandragonus. We use like the term Oitram Tum Shishkala. Ashi kalalas of vesima. The pasuk says.
No, maybe bas is the isha. Why can't bas mean the isha?
What do you
ish
mean?
Means a man. And a woman that curses.
Oh, you mean bas? Three things.
Yeah.
Bas, tumtum, and androgynous.
Wait, who's cursing? The child is cursing the parent.
Yeah.
Who's the tumtum and androgynous?
The child. The child.
Can't. No, bas just means not a.
A child.
I don't understand why
a woman would be different. I'm
saying. Because it says ish.
I didn't see that.
So the child.
Rashi is Mashi, Yamabra, and the Kaver from the Bas.
No, because Rashi explains Bas, Basha Kalala, oh, you turn to Shakala.
What about
the
androgynous then?
Why didn't Rashi talk about androgynous?
Yeah, why didn't
normally that's the same. Normally, talk about androgynous
right,
is the same.
It goes together.
Why
would Bas have a
reboy?
See, look at Tyson.
Every place in the Torah it says.
Every love, a woman
unless you have a reboy.
The Gemara says it.
I don't know if that's. Okay.
What?
It's not a woman.
What do you mean it's not a woman?
That's
not
the
Tesis. What? The
No, he does say. He says, Bas to include a daughter.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
And then see if he explains it.
No, but that's okay. Three things. Yeah, why Bas should be different. Yeah,
because the issue is
no, because the Tumtum and Dragons have the same halacha.
Ish is Mamai, Bas.
Yeah, but over here.
No, Bas is just not Ish. A daughter is not a man. That's not pasha. And then you need also to. Oh, you mean you're asking if it's a rebbe for ish mechtei satum to androgynous? That's a good question.
There's a difference between tumtum and androgynous.
No, so one is
meaning
man,
once you have isha, why do you need how do you know tumtum and androgynous?
Yeah. No, it says twice. It says ish. One is for a man, a zacha.
I'll tell you why. Because if it would say it would just say ish or isha, it would just say ish or isha.
Oh, okay. So it's time, yeah.
Right, that's we say
no.
That we say that many times
in Torah. He's saying if it's not tumtum and androgynous, we're not including other things also.
No, we don't need to say bas, it doesn't say.
Right, that means he's saying we just asked if it just says ish, so maybe you're just teaching you one extra, which is bas. How do you know tumtum and androgynous? So he's saying because it would say ish or isha, why does it say ish, teach you everything. The pasuk says that she kalas avves imoy. You curse your parents. Ainli ala avav imoy. Maybe only if you curse both of them is when you get misa. Aviv shlei imay, if you curse your father, not your mother. Imay shlei aviv, you curse your mother, not your father. Minayin, how do you know? Tamalayma aviv imay kileil damav boy. The pasuk says like this. The pasuk starts off, ishish ashi yikalil es aviv es imay. You curse your parents, father and mother, mais yumas. Then the pasuk ends off, aviv imay kileil damav boy. You curse your father and your mother, damav boy.
Same order, aviv imay.
Right, but the kileil, in the beginning of the pasuk, yikalil is next to the father. And the end of the pasuk, the kilel is next to the mother, right? If you look on the side, there is gimel over there, the pasuk gimel. So it says, "So tamalayma aviv ime kilel dam avboy, aviv kilel ime kilel." So Meila says, since kilel is said next to the father, and kilel by the second time said next to the mother, so it's either or. If you curse your father, you get misa, and you curse your mother, you get misa. You don't need both. This is Rabbi Yeshi. Rabbi Yisrael Oimam, Oimam mashma shenayim keechod. It's mashma, you need both. It's mashma one by itself. Till the pasuk says yachtav, like it says l'sachsim shevedisha yachtav, shevechama yachtav, then it needs to be together. But Kalsman doesn't say yachtav, that means that before we didn't know anything. It could be you need both, it could be each one itself, yachayv. Now we have a pasuk that says yachtav.
Where's yachtav?
By someplace else. L'sachsim shevechama
yachtav.
So if it wouldn't say yachtav over there, you would think it's asa, just by plowing with the shah itself, or just by plowing with the chamar itself. So over there the pasuk says yachtav. So there you see that whenever you mean that you need it together, it would say yachtav. But if it doesn't say yachtav, either or, yichayivan.
What does yachtav mean?
Together. Both. Right. So since it doesn't say yachtav, no, if it doesn't say together, it means either or. If it says yachtav, it will mean together. Right.
So yachtav has nothing to do with makal avimay. You see from there that in order there, for it to be together, you have to have...
Right, exactly.
What does he mean? He says
mashma shenayim
ke'echad.
Right, it's...
Without a pasuk yachtav in the Torah, we could say either means...
Either or.
We wouldn't know. Now that it says yachtav, it's teaching us all other places are...
So basically that's not relevant, because basically it's telling us that it's the same. The first half of the Gemara is saying that we have a reason to say together, we have a reason to say not together.
Right. And now
we need something that's going to be machriya.
Right. So now yachtov, someplace else is machriya.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, I mean, it's nothing. I mean, because you have, it's like
we're telling you that you're right. It can be either or. And a yachtov teaches you
my outside time, place.
Outside place.
We're going to
just argue in the drasha. Yeah. Talk to Maisu. The pasuk says Maisu. What do you kill him with? Beskila. If someone curses his parents, he gets skila. Maybe a different misa. How do you know skila? Over here, the end of the pasuk, it says when you curse your parents, it says dam of boy. The name of the halon by mechashev by kishuv, it says the mayim bam. Malahalon beskila, afkam beskila, just like over there, it's skila. So too over here is skila. Zaktimo aina shamanu. Okay, here I know about getting punished. Azara minayin. How do you know about the azara? The mo tamalay meli him leisakala. It says, don't curse a bezdin, a dayan. And my aviv dayan, so now we dash like this. If your father was a dayan, it's included in not cursing bezdin, because your father was a dayan. And my aviv nasi, if your father was a nasi, it says also you're not allowed to curse a nasi. So if your father was a nasi, you're not allowed to curse him either. So now, if he's not a dayan, he's not a judge, or he's not a nasi, how do you know you're not allowed to curse him? Minayin Amrit, we say at the dumb binyanav, we're building a building. Mishneya from both of them. Loi roi nasi, kiroi dayin. Nasi is not like a dayin. Loi roi dayin, kiroi nasi, and then we'll learn out from both. Loi roi dayin, kiroi nasi. Shei dayin. Dayin is not like a nasi. Shei dayin, atamitsuva, aloi rasai. A dayin, if you don't listen to his psak, it's a problem. Kiroi nasi, shei atamitsuva, aloi rasai. Nasi, you're not allowed to listen. You're not machif to listen to his psak. A nasi paskin something, not mochiv to listen. Beloyoy nasi, kiroy dayan, a nasi is not like a dayan. Shanasi at the mitzvah alam rasa, a nasi mochiv, not on his psak, but on his ruling. Mochiv to listen to a nasi. Kiroy dayan, she at the mitzvah alam rasa. The dayan tells you to do something, not mochiv to listen. If he tells you a psak, halacha, mochiv to listen. If he tells you stam, eitze, you're not mochiv to listen. Hatzad, shava, shabam, what's similar between them? Shema amcha, they're both part of your nation. At the muzak, kalalasan. And you mechayiv if you have a zara, if you curse them. Afani evi avicha sheba amcha, so to your father. Va'at muzah kalalasa and muzah on cursing. So the malitz had the shavu shem. What's the similarity? Sheken gedulasa and gamalan. They both have a higher position. The dayan has a position. The nasi has a position. But your father has no position. He's a nice father and all, but a position he doesn't have. Talmud loyma. So you can't learn out from both of them because they both have. Right, but it's not a real position like a nasi or a dayan. Yeah, okay. I mean, Talmud Lema, the truth is you have a point because the child's mechuyev to listen to this.
Right, you could. The Gemara could say that.
Why?
Keep it aven.
We decided to have keep it aven.
No, the Torah told us. Right, so once the Torah told us, and maybe he's talking like a nasi, you have to listen to him. You can't.
This is hard to say that they have an elevated status.
Yeah, right. Only to you, not to another person.
Okay, so but then said, but we're talking about over here. We're talking about the Sakala. We're talking about a
only your father.
Only your father, not someone else. Your father, your mother, your father.
I mean,
Nasi
or your parents.
Oh. Do you know that the Urayim says?
Got them this without the having a position. They're not parent is inherently.
The Urayim says we spoke about it. We're not keeping that aim. The Urayim says that you automatically. You get a key in mitzvah if you think your father's great in anything. Right, Chaim Shalevitz said it.
Let's see.
Let's say you have nothing to think. So if you think your father, Chaim Shalevitz said, if you think your father eats sandwich, it's like great, eats better than anyone else, get a key in mitzvah. He's a great person. I said if some Zalman said that, it can't be. Chaim Shalevitz ever said that. But someone told me he was dead, Shas Maisi.
Yes.
Oh, he does a hagba that no one else could do.
Does 10 row of columns.
10 columns of hagba. Oh, he could eat them. So, yeah. I remember I went to Machamah with someone. The whole shiva, they were saying how the father made sandwiches. No one else was able to make such a sandwich. That was the columns of the father.
I experienced that.
I said, but your father had a lot of other columns.
Yeah.
That wasn't.
At least the same.
Oh, yeah. He had what to say.
No, but it's also the character of the person that sees only Pidim Mitzvah.
You mechuyev to see something special.
No matter what it is, if you find a positive way. But I think what Shimi said might be right.
Yeah, that is right. He's saying a very good word.
No, that...
Yeah, it's your gedula that got you there.
You achieved that greatness somehow.
He's saying a very good word. Shimi, there. Shimi, he's saying a very good word. Your gedula gamala. That's Mamash the Gemara's lash. Gedula son gamala. Okay. Talmud Laimam. Yeah.
No, both. The Nasi and the...
And the Dayan.
And the Dayan.
So, Bekitza, so we're saying the Tzadah Shav is not similar. Like, Gemara, Talmud Laimam. It says also, don't curse a cheresh. Someone doesn't hear. So we learn that from there, anyone that's low, anyone that's degraded, don't curse him. He needs you boosting. He needs you to boost him. And you go ahead and curse him, then akasa medava. So therefore, so we have a tadashava that you see it's not gedula, so to someone who's very degraded, don't curse him. You have to give him chizik. Zakta Gemara. No, cheresh has its reason. Because he's very degraded.
When we're trying to say
it's a
status,
it
has a status as somebody who's...
We learn it from cheresh, anyone that's very down, don't curse him.
Right.
So we're saying, so you don't know that your father, who's a regular person, that you can't curse him.
Why would you not curse them?
No, the Torah says that you can't curse them because since they're so low, you know, you're going to knock them out.
No, cheresh.
Cheresh, yeah.
So
you don't know a parent. So the more nasi v'dayin, no. So I'll learn that nasi v'dayin, that they're not low people. They don't have low self esteem, and still, you get misa. So the more mal nasi v'dayin, she can't go to loss and gamala. No, you can't learn nasi v'dayin because nasi v'dayin has its advantage that it's gedula. That's going. The more chayav shechich because I didn't loyer zekrei zev loyer zekrei zev. None of the hatzada shavish ben. What's the similarity? Shein ba'amcha the part of your nation v'atem muzak kol lossam. So to your father, he's part of your nation.
Why
don't
you curse another person?
You don't get Misa for Nasi.
So
your
parents are in a minimum
amcha,
but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about
the day. We're trying to make anyone that's amcha. We learned out gedula from Nasi and Dayan. We learned out cheresh, someone that doesn't have, has low, very low self esteem. Those two types of people.
This is only for the Azara.
Yeah, it's only for the Azara. So Shimi's asking very good. But say amcha should include anyone.
I still don't understand why it's going to say kibud avim. It should say anyone. And then we
can
darshan, you know.
No, Avahim, they created you. You come from them.
Yeah, so that's why we started. Why they? Because of that possible.
Right, but it's not special enough, like a nasi and a dayan.
To get what?
To get if you curse them, that is, you get killed.
Is wishing a parent die? Is that considered
cursing? You have to say what the name of Hashem.
What the name of Hashem?
Sure. Yes. Should be cursed, sure. Zakta Gemara. Mal the Tzadah Shavuot again. She came a shuna. No, the Tzadah Shavuot is not similar because they're not. They're different. Nasi and a dayan have gedula. Cheresh has low self esteem. So therefore, that's where you chay. But a father who's a regular self esteem,
the problem is not self esteem. They taka on low. He has nothing to have esteem about. Self-esteem means that really he's a good, great person, but he doesn't have self-esteem. This over here, as far as follows, is low.
He really is low. What is the Leroy Zekerezem? That's the whole...
The halacha is that when Leroy Zekerezem has to be any pecha called, there is already a pecha.
Right, but this Kemeshuna is what the Leroy Zekerezem is
right,
avoiding.
But we're saying it's still Meshuna is already a pecha.
But
the Gemara doesn't mean... So the Gemara, Alam Kei, Nechtev Kro, Oyelehim V'cheresh. Let the pasuk say either you curse a dayan or a cheresh, that means someone that has gedula, or someone that has a low self-esteem, or a nasi v'cheresh, or a nasi who has gedula, and a cheresh with low self-esteem. Elohim lamali. Why do we need a nasi, a dayan, and a cheresh? Right? A nasi and a dayan have the same advantage. They both have gedula. So let it just say either gedula and what? It's not in the same place, but why would the pasuk have to say it? You know gedula,
and
you know.
Learning, once you're making zera shava, you don't need three. You only need two.
Right. And main inyan legufa is now. Main inyan is much stronger than binyan av. Main inyan means if you don't need the pasuk for it itself, tenu yin la aviv. So then you'll give it to aviv, and then you can't ask a pecha of meshunin Because Ein Inyan, it's like it says by Avad. Right? Ein Inyan is much stronger than the Lo Yoizeh.
But you need a separate pasuk for Nasi, you need a separate pasuk for Av, because otherwise you wouldn't know what the Nisha.
No, we know anyone that has Gedula. We know anyone that has Gedula.
Yeah, what do you do with
that?
We already have Gedula beforehand from dying.
That was Lo Yoizeh, but here Mena Inyan is a different thing. Mena Inyan, you take that word and use it.
You ask me why can't I write this one and that one? I'll tell you why can't I write this. I'll tell you why.
You don't have to write all three. Two is enough.
I do need three because we already said before, dying and then Nasu is different.
Yeah, but then we fell off and then we said there's any type of Gedula is enough.
Gedula would take care of
that. Zedimahani, Chalamandam Elihim, Ischael, Elohim means a dying. So you said very good. It says a dying and it says a Nasu. Elamandam Akkadish, it means Hashem, don't curse Hashem. What can you say to Tanya? Elohim Chol, Elohim is a dying. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that means a regular person. Abakivayim Elohim, Kaidesh, read it Elohim, not Elohim. The Tanya blessed me, Akivayim Azar, the Mavarach is Hashem. It's Azar for someone who curses Hashem. Minayim Tamalim Elohim Leisakala. Salaman Dom Elohim Chol. Well, it's very Marachet. If you say Elohim is Chol, Gama Kaidesh Michal, so you learn out Kaidesh. If you curse a dying, Yechayiv. Kolshkin, if you curse Hashem, Yechayiv. Laman Dom Elohim Kaidesh. If Eli Kim means Hashem, Kamina Chal Mikaydish. You can learn a Chal Mikaydish Bishlam, the man of Elohim Chal, Gama Kaydish Micha. I'm just repeating myself. If Eli Him is Chal, so you learn out Kaydish Micha, if you curse a person, Yichayev, Kosh can curse Hashem. El man of Elohim, Eli Kim Kaydish, Gama Chal Mikaydish. Dilma Kaydish Azza. Maybe you only Chayev if you curse Hashem, a Chal Lay Azza. You're not Chayev if you curse a dying. So, come on, can't lift up girl, Lay Seke. My, Leisa Kalil, what do you need extra lamech? Maminatati to teach you that to either Hashem or a Dayan.